secret of God was the reason behind Job's greatness. The secret of God. That's why we say access to divine secrets is an asset. The secrets of God was behind Job's greatness. And these are hidden treasures embedded in scriptures. Secrets are hidden treasures embedded in scriptures. And when located, it results in turnaround testimonies. When secrets are located, it turns or results in turnaround testimonies. For example, Matthew 13, 44 to 46, Bible speaking, it said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. It says, the which when a man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. It is so valuable, that is, wisdom is so valuable, it is worth selling everything for. Wisdom is so valuable, it is worth selling everything for. As a matter of fact, people lose everything they have because of lack of wisdom. You can gather the whole worth of the whole earth. Lack of wisdom can make you lose everything. Wisdom is profitable. You have heard stories of people who sell everything for a particular business. I've heard stories of people who sell everything for particular. They said, you know what? This business, in 3 weeks, putting $200,000 in 3 weeks, it will give you $500,000. And then they sell everything to do that business. At the end of the day, they realize it's a scam. They lose everything because they believe in the business. They sell everything they have in order to do that business. But at the end of the day, they realize that there is no treasure in it. There is no treasure in it. This is the only investment. And I'll say it again. Wisdom is the only investment that is worth selling everything for. Wisdom is the only investment that is worth selling everything for when you know the value. When we know the value, you invest everything and buy this one because wisdom secures the future. One of the things in wisdom is that it can secure the future. It secures the future. When wisdom is located, it creates a glorious future. That makes wisdom a treasure. That makes wisdom a treasure. But please take notes very quickly. Divine secrets is open to all those who are interested in it. Although it is a secret, but it is open secret for everyone that is interested. Divine secrets are open to everyone that is interested in it. You invest everything and buy this one because it secures your future. Now, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 27. What I tell you in darkness, in other words, what I tell you in secret, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. What I tell you in secret, take microphone, megaphone, whatever it is, and declare it to the people. What I tell you in secret, what I tell you in secret, I have shared with you in secret, make it plain to all that are interested in it. Wisdom is a secret, but when discovered, it is available to everyone that is interested in it. It's available in the open. Ephesians 3, verses 8 to 10. unto me, who am less, Paul speaking, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable, in other words, the secrets of Christ, the unsearchable riches. When you hear about unsearchable riches, you're talking about the secrets. I'm talking to you about the secrets. I have received the secrets of Christ, but here is the thing, to make all men see. The reason he gave it to me is because of you. So he gave it to me in secrets, but it's available to everyone that is interested in it. He says to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What is in this secret? What is in this mystery? I remember in those days when God's servant came up, I was attending a church where to use anointing oil, it means you are a demon. Yeah, I'm telling you sincerely. To use anointing oil means, and that's what we were taught in that ministry. That's what we were taught, that using anointing oil, you can use it to fry plantain. So what is the mystery behind it? That's what you, and you know what? What you are brainwashed to know is what you will think about. What people want you to know is what they will tell you. They won't tell you the truth until you find it out by yourself. What you are told is what you will think. That's what they tell you. That's what you are thinking of. But what is the truth? Until everybody, the same ministry that was telling us anointing oil is demonic, they started using it. The same place we were going that said feet washing is demonic, they started doing it. Why? Initially, lack of understanding. Because of what you don't know. When you know, you begin to do. Glory to the name of the Lord. Secrets are open to everyone, but they're only available to those who are able to search it out. It says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, to the intent that now the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. But very quickly, what is the true worth of divine wisdom? Let's take a look at the true worth of divine wisdom. True worth of divine wisdom. Number one is that it is a pearl of great price that cannot be valued. Divine wisdom is a pearl of great price that cannot be valued. The richest man on the earth has a value, but wisdom does not. The richest man, there is a price, a value put on the richest man on the earth, but wisdom does not have. It is a pearl of great price that cannot be valued. Matthew 13, 44 to 46 again, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. He recognized the worth and sold everything to buy it. Now, let me bring it down so that it can make sense to everyone. You can carry fake designer bags and wear fake designer shoes. All you can, those who know the worth know it. How many understand what I'm talking about? You know, where they are selling the designer, you go there and they say, this one is $1,500 used. $1,500. You don't know the worth? Eh? 1,000 guinea? No. The one that knows the worth knows that it's on sale. The bag is worth $5,000. And you are buying it for $1,500 at a cheap, at a giveaway. And so he knows that if I buy this thing, the minimum I can sell it is $3,500. And I'm also giving it at a cheap away. The one that does not know the worth is comparing it to the, what is that thing called? No, it's not even, mass production is good English. What's that? No, it's not even China. I think I wrote it down. Glory to God. There is a name that is given it, and that name is called knockoff. Eh? Knockoff. It is, you are carrying it, you are looking like, but those who know the worth know it. You are wearing the shoe and you are feeling cool. Those who know the worth know it. How many understand where I'm going? The price tag you place determines how much they laugh at you. Divine wisdom can be valued. Therefore, divine wisdom cannot be valued. Therefore, you cannot place a price tag on it. You can't place a price. First of all, this wisdom is only available to a particular group of people. So just like the designers, is available to a particular group of people. If you are not in that category, don't go near. And if you think you can fake everybody, everybody knows what you are carrying. If you are not there yet, don't do it yet. How many understand what I'm talking about? How many people are angry with me? First of all, this wisdom is only available to a particular group of people. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 to 7 tells us the particular group of people. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It is not available anyhow. It is not available and cannot be bought anywhere. Neither is it available for everyone. It is the wisdom that God prepared for those who are born again before we became born again. It is only available for those who will become born again. It was made available. It is the wisdom that confused devilish wisdom. This wisdom is not available to everyone. This wisdom is not available anyhow. This wisdom cannot be bought anywhere. Verse 8 to 10, 1 Corinthians 2. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. God prepared it for them that love him. But God had revealed them to us by his Spirit. What does that mean? That you love him gives you access to it, but to tap into that access requires the Spirit. You can love him and not be in the Spirit. Go back there. Eye had not seen. Ear had not heard. But neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared. You can't understand what God has prepared. But one of the things he has prepared for those who love him is wisdom. Go back there. Don't take it away. But he says, prepared for them that love him. He says, but go now to verse 10. Neither have entered into the heart of man. Verse 10. Now, very quickly. Verse 10. But God hath revealed unto us by his Spirit. So everybody is in love with him, but only those who have the Spirit have the revelation. For the Spirit, it is the Spirit that will search all things. It is the Spirit that will know when you are lying. You are lying. He said, sir, we have sold everything. And I said, why are you lying to the Spirit? He didn't say, why are you lying to us? Why are you lying? Because if it was us, we wouldn't have known. But you are lying to the Spirit. Listen to me very carefully. There are people you are lying to that know you are lying. But they are playing along with you. Glory to God. They know you are lying because the Spirit has revealed. As your mouth is shaking, they are just laughing. This one is just, the mouth is shaking, but I know everything he's saying is coming out of his mouth is a lie. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. You are lying, but the Spirit knows you are lying. He says, hey, Ananias and Sapphira, we have sold everything. They say, who told you? Did we compel you to sell and bring the money? We didn't. You are lying. Why has Satan entered you to lie to the Spirit? You are not lying to us. Because if it was human beings, we wouldn't know you are lying. But the Spirit revealed to us that you are lying. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said glory to the name of the Lord. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let's move on. Number two, very quickly. What is the true worth of divine wisdom? It is supernaturally supernatural. Divine wisdom is supernaturally supernatural. Supernatural means it proceeds from God. Supernaturally means exclusive power of the supernatural. I don't know how else to explain it. Doctor, can you help me? Glory to God. Supernatural means it is from God. It proceeds from God. Supernaturally means exclusive power of the supernatural. In other words, in simple English, it is powerfully powerful. Glory to God. Where we came from, there is a drug called Panadol. How many know that drug? Some of you have taken it. Some people took it last week. Glory to God. But there is something about Panadol that is said about it. If it is not Panadol, if it is not Panadol, it cannot be the same thing as Panadol. In other words, there are fake ones. Glory to God. So if it is not from above, it is fake. We have to look for the original. Proverbs 8 and verse 35. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. All the magicians, astrologers tried to solve the king's problem, but they could not. He said, I had a dream. The king said, I had a dream. I need someone to interpret it. And he said, go ahead, king. Tell us what your dream is. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 7 to 9. They answered again and said, let the king. That's not the problem. You have a dream. You had a dream. You want us to interpret it. That's not the problem. Then they said, let the king tell his servants the dream. And we will show the interpretation of it. We will tell you what it is. Then all of a sudden, the king said, verse 8, the king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye will gain the time because ye see the thing is gone from me. I can't remember the dream. I had a dream and I need the interpretation. But now, the thing now is that I can't even remember the dream. Tell me the dream. Remind me of the dream. Verse 9, but if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. How? You didn't even tell us what you dreamt. How are we preparing it for you? Yeah, well, till the time, he said, What so speak, till the time be changed, therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Until you tell me what I've dreamt, I don't trust you to tell me the interpretation. Go next verse. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth. Nobody can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asked such things at any magician. King! Now I understood why the king said, I will kill all of you. He said, sir, there is no king. Why are you doing this to us? There is no king on the earth that can tell us to remind him of a dream he dreamt. What are you talking about? Biko, be careful. King, be careful. There is nobody on the earth that can tell us, remind us. Then the king got angry. Verse 11. And it is the real thing that the king required. What kind of thing are you asking of us? And there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods. Whoso, and this kind of gods does not dwell with men. It's not about men. It's not about the things you worship. Except the gods. Now, therefore, he said, Daniel went. Now, Daniel said, when the king said, I'm going to kill all of you, Daniel said, no, sir, don't kill everybody. Because if you say you are going to kill everybody, that means you are going to kill all of you, kill us with them. Give us time. Give me time. And verse 19 says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And verse 23 said, Daniel said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Divine wisdom is supernaturally supernatural and has no substitute or fake. Nobody can substitute it. You can't fake it out. If it is not from above, forget it, you don't have it. Number three, very quickly. What is the worth of divine wisdom? It supernaturally enthrones. Wisdom enthrones. But remember, it only enthrones those it is reserved for. Proverbs 8 and verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. ERV translation of that scripture says, I, wisdom, dwell with good judgment. I am at home with knowledge and foresight. And when I discover knowledge and foresight, verses 15 to 16, by me, kings reign. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. But by me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Wisdom from above enthrones. There is no way that you manifest wisdom from above that people will not bow down to you. Wisdom from above requires that people bow down to you. If people are not saying, by your wisdom, and giving God thanks for it, then that means your wisdom is corrupted. The type of wisdom that people bow down to is the wisdom that when you say something, people, wow. If it is the wisdom that people are thinking, I don't understand what is going on here, and have to question your wisdom, then it means it is not the one that is from above. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, and thou was slain, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of thy every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. How are we going to reign? By wisdom. A wisdomless king is a dethroned king. A wisdomless king is a king that people will trample upon. Glory to God. Solomon, this is the first case that you have to solve. Well, this is my child. We both agreed that we will eat our children. I mean, we slept, and then this woman slept on my child, and the child is dead. And now she's claiming that it's a child. And then this other one said, no. She's the one that slept on her child, and this is my own. How will you solve that with normal wisdom? And then the divine wisdom says, okay, here is what I'm going to do. Because both of you are claiming that is your child, we are going to cut the child into two. We are going to give you one part. We are going to give you the other part. But because of compassion for the child, the one said, sir, no, don't do that. Give the child to her. And the other one was saying, yes, cut the child to two. We have to cut the child now. And then Solomon said, now, I know who the real mother is. I know who the real mother is. Give the mother to the other one. She's the one that the bowels are panting for the child. Divine wisdom looks beyond the natural. Divine wisdom is not looking at what you are saying. Divine wisdom, your speech may be contrary to your action. This divine wisdom that will search it out. Your speech may be contrary to your action, but divine wisdom will search it out. Now, very quickly, finally, number four. Therefore, what is the truth of divine wisdom? Number four, it can be activated by inspiration. The Holy Ghost inspires you and wisdom pops up. It can be activated by inspiration. Job 32, verses 7 to 8, I said days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Inspiration, the Bible says, inspiration is better than age. Inspiration is better than age. TLB of that scripture, let's put it up. For those who are older are said to be wiser. Job 32. For those who are older are said to be wiser. But it is not mere age that makes men wise. Rather, it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that makes him intelligent. Divine wisdom has no regard for age. Age is an advantage, but that is if you take advantage of the advantage. Glory to God. Sometimes your child can point you to wisdom. Sometimes observation, like we said on Sunday, can point you to wisdom. 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There are times you don't know what way to go, and your seven-year-old child comes to you just talking, just saying something, and then you derive wisdom from it. That is solution to what I'm going through. But some of you cut your children short. What do you want to talk about? Who are you? What do you want to say? He's saying something, and then you are deriving wisdom from what he's saying. That is solution to my challenge. One time, God's servant, Bishop Thomas Aremu, said he was so concerned about something. I can't remember. I can't pinpoint it right now. He said he was so concerned about something. And then Faith, who is, married now, but a young girl at the time, came to his office and was just talking about something. And then he said, to himself, that is the way out. What this girl just said now is the way out. Wisdom does not shut people off. Wisdom listens, but wisdom knows your motive from what you are saying. That is wisdom. Glory to God. Somebody rise up on your feet tonight. Glory to God. Give God thanks. Let's give him all the praise and all the glory. and honor and adoration. Magnify his name and exalt him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. No one will lack wisdom from tonight. Amen. Everyone in this assembly watching online, we begin to walk in divine wisdom from tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, before we pray and we partake of the table tonight, someone is here tonight that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. That is the beginning of wisdom. Someone from online says, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Why not tonight? If you're in any of those categories on ground, put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. You are on there, on ground, online. Why not do the same thing? Let me pray with you very quickly. And if you are doing that, repeat these words after me very quickly. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Glory to the name of the Lord. One day, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, called somebody into his office and was asking questions. And the person didn't know where he was going. Glory to God. Asking him questions. But from the questions, he was able to define and to determine the type of person that the person was. That was the undoing of that person. Question and answer from wisdom. That somebody reported somebody does not mean they are guilty. Are you getting what I'm saying? Until you have a conversation with them. May the Lord give you understanding. Somebody lift up your hands tonight and ask Jesus from the table. Ask Jesus from the table. Lord, as I partake of your flesh and your blood tonight, this is what I am expecting. King of glory, I'm expectant tonight, and this is my expectation. From the table tonight, this is my expectation from the table tonight. In the precious name of the Lord, as I partake of your flesh and your blood, this is mine expectation tonight in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. This is mine expectation tonight in the wonderful name of the Lord. This is mine expectation, my Father and my God. This is my desire and this is mine expectation. Thank you, everlasting Father. Speak to him tonight. Speak to him tonight. Every sickness drops off. Every disease flies off. Every manipulation of Satan is swallowed up in the glorious name of the Lord. Speak to him tonight. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we exalt you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It's weak. Amen. Father, we declare the table blessed tonight. Lift it up to heaven right now. We declare the table blessed tonight. Everyone that partakes of your flesh and your blood tonight, divine wisdom that cannot be bought from anywhere, is infused into their system. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, everyone that came in here sick, we decree wholeness for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever the desire of anyone here is tonight, as they partake of your flesh and your blood, you will grant them the desires of their heart. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's partake of the table as the Overcomer's voice ministers.
Miracle walk.